For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I want to have a chat about Joel Madden, better known from Good Charlotte.
Also, yeah, you got to see Good Charlotte. They were in Bendigo a couple of weeks ago.
They were in Bendigo a few weeks ago. And, you know, like, these guys are big stars, you know. They're not just, like, a band, I guess. These guys have carved out careers for themselves outside of Good Charlotte. It was actually really cool to see them on stage. But to be honest, this has nothing to do with that.
Tell you what, when you're in Australian society, when you are offered a double chair on The Voice, you are not taken lightly, Mm-mm. you know, with the Maddens on there. Oh, I mean, the Veronicas, they got their double chair as well.
Yeah, come on. But twins only.
Yeah, twins only. But yeah, especially from like 2000 to 2015, they had a like kind of a Pink level relationship with Australia. It was like, yeah, they're big overseas, but in Australia, people just love Good Charlotte.
And that has not changed. I mean, according to Bendigo, mate, we were going nuts for them. But I want to talk about his personal life. So Joel Madden, one of the Madden brothers, he is married to Nicole Richie.
So Joel's the singer, right? Like the lead singer. And then Benji does a bit of backing vocals. He's got the exact same voice.
Yep.
As well as guitar or bass, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they both do the writing and whatever. But we're talking about Joel here. And he's married to Nicole Richie, Lionel Richie's daughter, of course.
Paris Hilton's former best friend from The Simple Life, excuse you, mate.
That is so true. And she used to be a mad dog.
I saw a video of her literally this weekend, and they made her do a real job for a week. She had to put a bin in the garbage truck, and she threw herself on the ground crying.
A Simple Life is a fantastic show. If you want to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
What's that?
What a timestamp that was on society.
Gorgeous. Well, look, they have a couple of kids together. So they've got Harlow Winter Kate Madden, born 2008, and Sparrow James Midnight Madden, born in 2009. Obviously, peak emo times there. And I believe Nicole Richie actually had a jewelry brand named after her daughter, and it was Harlow Jewelry. Right.
That's a wordy name. There's a lot going on there.
Harlow Winter Kate Madden. Yeah. It's a bit.
There's a bit going on. But hey, name's a name, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And she has recently turned 18, and she's decided to change her name.
Okay. So what's she changing it to?
Well, look, she's not going too crazy. She's going from Harlow Winter Kate Madden to just Kate Madden.
Oh, so she's got rid of
Harlow Winter.
Yeah, I almost swore just then. She almost off. So, yeah, well, that's a more real life friendly name. I mean, Harlow, like, you can get around with Harlow.
No, I'm sure you could, but she's obviously had a preference and gone, you know what, I'd prefer to be Kate. And so now that's what she's going by.
I guess you could do it when you're younger. Like, you could change your name through your parents, whatever. But once you're 18, you can really do what you want.
Yeah.
And I love a name change.
So do I. I love a name change. Not necessarily like a wedding or, like, obviously that sort of thing, but something that you've gone, you know what, I actually don't feel like this is who I am. And I prefer to go by this or your middle name or just a whole new name.
Well, it's like one of my good mates, his name's Jimmy, and it's J-I-M-I, and his parents initially were going to call him James, but they're like, oh, we'll always call him Jimmy. And then they were like, well, why are we calling him James if he's just going to go
so
by
so let's
Jimmy.
Spell it J-I-M-I, Jimmy. Yeah, so spelling's a whole nother.
But I don't think I know anyone directly that's changed their name. I know people that want to change their name, but I guess like the actual paperwork, how to do it, the rigmarole could take a while.
I mean, I would love to know if anyone is out there and is willing to share with us if they've ever changed their name.
I like it because, again, it's like I feel like those more traditional names and then people don't go, well, I don't go by Richard, you know, call me Rich.
I go by Dick.
Yeah.
Yep.
I took you there. That's my fault.
Yeah, he was.
I could have given any example in the world. David, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So your name is Lauren Davidson, and so you go by Davo.
Yep.
But like pretty much only your direct immediate family call you Lauren,
yes.
right? Have you ever considered changing your name to Davo Davidson?
Absolutely not.
I think it'd slap.
I don't think
you could build a brand off Davo Davidson.
But I could just call myself that. There's no need to get paperwork involved.
Oh, there's the issue. It's your paperwork. That's why your car's still unregistered.
You know when I all right. You know when I'm like dating someone, rare. But when I am
to see it?
Yeah, well, that's fair. I am often surprised if they like I will always introduce myself as Lauren, but there's been some people that I've met as Davo, so they have continued on saying that they're dating Davo, which I think is a crazy thing for a bloke to be going on about. But we did get a call from Azza just before, and he was reminding me that the Geelong champion Gary Butter Hocking in 1999 changed his name to Whiskers for 1 week to raise funds for the Cats.
That's so funny. Oh, that's great. Sarah from Grovedale is giving us a call. Sarah, is it you? Do you know someone who's changed their name?
Hi, guys. Yes, a woman from my work. Her name is Amelia, and she has legally changed it to Mimi.
Mimi. I thought it was going to be Millie. But again, it's like one of those things where if you don't go by that name, like I am technically somewhere legally called Timothy. And I just don't think it's required anymore. The Othie can go away.
I think Mimi's an interesting choice as well. I mean, don't you think you could just tell people to, hey, just call me Mimi, actually. I prefer Mimi.
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 Mimi. I mean, do you know what I mean?
What about you, you, Dave?
No, you don't need to be doing
that. Well, Sarah, is it when that happens, is it just a part of us that goes, well, I really want to call you Amelia now? Or is it like, no, maybe that's just a me thing?
No, I mean, I agree. And also, I just feel like someone maybe could have let her know, like, Mimi is cute as, like, a cat's name or maybe, like, a child's name. Like, at some point, someone needs to say to her, Amelia.
Yeah.
Enough.
You're
enough.
An adult. You're an adult. You can't be 60 and be Mimi. So
Sarah's not
go.
Happy with it.
Dean from Bell Post Hill. Inside a hurricane. Dean.
In the cyclone Dean. In North Queensland.
Dean! Are you there, Dean?
Yeah, mate.
Oh my goodness, Dean. Have you changed your name from Cyclone to Dean? What the hell? What's going on, mate?
I changed my last name back to my mother's maiden name quite a few years ago.
So
and I never had an E at the end of it, but when I got my paperwork, I had an E at the end of it, so now I'm stuck with an E at the end of it.
So it's like your mother's maiden name, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Does it fit with the name, or does it make it sound a little bit off?
It's normal, but it's not supposed to be there.
To go through the trouble of actually changing your name and then it's spelt wrong. Dean, I'm so sorry, mate.
Yeah, the same happened to me. And my legal name is Time now. So
we've got Lisa on the phone, Lisa. I believe. Lisa, you are live on K-Rock. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
You just called through in that song. You've got an absolute doozy name change for us.
I do. I have a client that has changed her name from Karen because there's the whole stigma around the name Karen. So I thought that was worth the call.
It definitely is. When did she, was it in the height of Karen? When did she change it?
It was. It was in the height of the Karen kind of situation. I'd say over a year ago now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what did she change her name to? Like, did it go to Kaz or has she gone a complete different way?
Oh, I love her new name. It's Asha. I love the name. And she was actually a client. And I never found her an annoying kind of person, but I just thought it was, just interesting that she didn't want to be, have that stigma around the name. And it's
fair. One of the loveliest people I've ever met is by the name Karen. And I feel for the Karens out there that aren't living up to the Karen name, so...
Yeah, totally.
But I do wonder if this chick did actually, like, really love her name as Karen and then she's had to move away from that. Like, I can't imagine if something happened with Lauren or whatever, then I'd have to just change it completely.
Tim and Davo.
Bit of an update from me. Throughout the few months that I've been here, I have been talking about a lady that has been absolutely grinding my gears.
Yeah, now, welcome to Geelong, Davo, I guess. And especially, like... Sometimes there is like a bit of someone in your life, like a complete stranger, whether they work at your favorite shop or like bus drivers, whatever they may be, and you just have these weird little interactions with them, don't you?
Yeah, I'd go as far as to say is this lady, without her knowing, is my nemesis.
Which is a huge thing to have as a real adult human, a nemesis. But go for you. Can you please tell us why you think you have a nemesis.
Yeah, look, the backstory is I go to a particular establishment and buy myself some Coke Zeros. They've got a great special on there, so I go there to get my deal, all right?
Deal's a deal. You got to take the savings when you get them.
And as we know, I've got a little bit of an addictive personality, so me and me Coke Zeros, I bloody love them.
You've got a thirsty heart, David.
Thirsty heart's a great way to put it. But yeah, I do go there and I usually get like a four can deal, right? Yeah. So four cans, it is a lot, but it is like on special. So I just buy them in bulk. And look, it doesn't matter how many I drink a day. No one needs to know, particularly not this lady who brings it up every single time.
So the person that works at this kiosk, this shop, wherever it is, every time you buy it, they make a comment about what you're buying?
Yes. Oh, there's been comments. There's been, you're old enough to be able to choose whatever you want to eat, you can eat, right?
Oh, so it's like, pop off, queen. Yeah, who cares what you're drinking? Bit implying of that they're bad.
Yes. She also will call it by a Coke without adding the no sugar, which is a very big issue for me because obviously it's a health drink. The other day she asked me when I went in there, she goes, oh, so how long will it take you to drink all of these?
It's none of your business.
It's none of your business.
How long does it take you
to drink? Well, I said I have two a day, all right? I have two a day, okay? Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm a two-a-day can girl.
It's a no-judgment zone.
It's sugar-free.
Mostly. It's sugar-free.
And, yeah, she then turned around and said, I guess these are like your alcoholic beverages. You know, you're having, two Cokes a night. Well, she didn't say no sugar. Two Cokes a night instead of two drinks a night. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess. But once again, leave me and me Coke Zero alone. So anyway, I'm ready to absolutely hunt her down, which I'm not going to do.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I'm really obviously calm. At my last
so
tether.
There's obviously some internalized shame here.
Heaps.
Of the buying the soft drink. And the fact that normally it's like an unspoken thing. It's like when I go into like yesterday, I was coming back from law and I was like, oh, I'm a bit thirsty. I'll jump in, got myself a can of Pepsi Max and like a caramel twirl.
Of course.
And like, yeah, but, and then they just went, yeah, that'll be however many dollars.
Yep.
Like, yes, I know. This is not food to sustain me.
No.
This is to enjoy. I want to enjoy myself. Yes. It's a little snack. Get off my back.
That's right. You don't want to be perceived when you're doing something cheeky.
I just want to say, I just offered an example of the same thing. And you're trying to fight off the shame. And then as soon as I said I had a soft drink and a chocolate, you said, of course.
Yeah.
You're no better than this lady at this shop.
I know,
making
but you
fun of
love
you.
Your sweet treats, don't
I
you, brother?
I do love my sweetie treaties. I think... Like, what would you ever say to this person?
Well, nothing. I'm now avoiding going to this establishment whenever I see her head in there.
Haven't you already had to stop going to another place because they were doing something similar? Again, you might be the problem here.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
God, kids sometimes say the darndest things, don't they?
Well, yeah, you know.
I mean, you've got one.
Yeah, he's keeping me humble, you know. Had to teach him what maybe meant yesterday. Normally when he asks what things are, I can show him a photo or like point at a tree and go, that's a tree. He asked me what maybe was.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
Now he won't stop saying it.
But look, that's very wholesome compared to this story I'm about to tell you because a video has gone viral. A chick has posted online to say that her daughter went to school and was telling a few porky pies about her. So apparently a report card was coming home each day and it was saying, hey, wish your mum the best, right?
What?
So she's asked her daughter about it and her daughter said she wrote a paper about her mum. And so mum was like, oh, yeah, cool, no worries, like, great, left it at that. The next report card came home and it said once again, hey, wishing your mum all the best.
Now, oh, no.
It turns out that her daughter had been sending in papers to the teacher, like inserts from a diary, pretending that her mum was on the TLC TV show My 600 Pound Life.
That's like, cooked. That's
like
so specific.
Literally talking about the TV cameras coming to film her mum who was on My 600 Pound Life.
That's a creative imagination right there.
It is. And I mean, that's what the mum has said about this, but also obviously devastated that this is what her daughter is going out telling people about her.
That's crazy.
Now, I know Jack isn't old enough yet to go and tell porky pies about you at school or whatever. Has he ever said anything about you before?
Oh, we were at like the Warm Pond Shopping Centre a couple of weeks ago, and he and like he's 2.5, so he's running around. He speaks a lot. Like, I don't know if it's because we're chatting to him, but he's very good with his words, and like it's very easy. He's very clear with his communication. He was running around, not looking where he's going, and he ran into some lady's leg accidentally, and he looked up, turned to me. Again, this is him. He's ran into a lady because he hasn't looked where he's going. Yeah. He looks up, looks at her, looks at me, and goes, "She pushed me. She kicked me, Dad. She pushed me to the ground." I was like, "No, no, mate. No, no." And she's like, "I'm so sorry." I was like, "No, don't you get... No, no, no. You've done nothing wrong." And he was like, "Owie. Owie, she kicked me. She pushed me. Ow, ow." In front of, like, everyone. And she's going, "Oh, my God. Oh, my like, God. No, 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 no."
More and more stressed. Yeah. This kid is fully dobbing her in for something that she didn't do. Look, we do want to know on the phones on 52232955. What did your kids say about you?
Whether it was at school, whether you hear it, like, through daycare potentially as well. Like, I know that that's, like, Dad. I think it's something he said about me. I can't remember what he said. A day and they were asking me, they're like, "Oh, you all right?"
Oh, no. It's not like, good. It's, and you, like, oh, no.
I was like, "No, besides, like, you know, the filming of My 600-Pound Life, like, things are going okay at home."
When I was a kid, I did something terrible, which, you know, to this day, probably a little bit guilty about.
All right.
But we used to go to the tennis club near my house, and me and my mum would go there often. And I was probably about 8 at this time. And I went home and told my dad that my mum was kissing a guy at the tennis club because he told me off about something. And I was angry at him, so I went home and told my dad that they kissed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah. It's at this point where I'm so sad to say I think I've got a worse one from me as a child.
Well, you were a liar when you were a kid, and you've told me that before. What did you do?
A friend from primary school really wanted me to come over and ride motorbikes, so I went over and I was like, "I do not want to ride motorbikes." And he was like, "Come on, come on, come on." And then the mum was like, "Why don't you want to ride the motorbike, Tim?" And this is terrible. Again, I was like 6 or 7 years old, and I said, "I can't ride the motorbike because I had a brother and he died in a motorbike crash."
Oh.
And then my mum came to pick me up and she's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry for your loss." She's like, "What do you mean about your son?" She looks at me and she's like, "He's fine." I go, "No, your other son that died."
Oh.
My mum likes to bring that one up as her worst moment.
Okay. That is
a doozy.
Worse than mine.
Yeah, that's what, and I don't feel good about it. I'm actually reflecting on sharing it. We did get a message, Tom from Grovedale, because, you know, kids be saying weird stuff. My 5-year-old asked a bald guy if his hair had fell off and run away. Yeah. So thank you very much,
Tom.
That's
amazing.
That's brutal. I think, is this Elise in Ocean Grove? Elise, can you tell us what your kids said about you?
Yeah, so I have a son who's a bit of a class clown, but in kindergarten he proceeded to tell the teachers, "What does your mum do for a job?" And he said, "My mum is a tree lopper. I'm definitely not a tree lopper, I'm a nurse."
I love that.
And then the next year in prep, when he was chatting to the teachers, talking about family, he then proceeded to say, "I don't have a mother, she's dead, but I am definitely alive."
That's a big one. It's the big lie.
Yeah, it's a big lie. And I'll tell you what, from experience, hard to get out of.
Yeah.
I don't think I was ever looked at the same again by my friend's mum. How did you react to that one, Elise?
Well, it was lucky I knew the kinder teacher, and she was like, "No, your mum's definitely alive."
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy one to clear up. It would have been terrifying if you'd picked him up and the teacher didn't know you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. Ratchets.
Yeah, that's right. Rat Chats is back. It's where we follow rat stories from around the world. But today, mate, we're not going anywhere. We're staying right here in G-Town.
Rat season is extending. We're getting it a little... Normally you hear this about La Nina or El Nino, but no. La Ratia is hitting Geelong, what, 1 or 2 months earlier than normal?
Look, usually our rat season here is May to September, but they've scampered out of the drains a little early. They're looking for some cheese and they're getting involved as of now.
Big rats around Geelong. The biggest rat I've ever seen was probably in Charlemont at the park there. My son thought it was a dog. Saw a beach rat in Queenscliff a week or two ago. And I literally said,
beach rat.
Beach rat. Because they're different. It was big, yeah, man. They're eating something.
Surf Coast beach rats, yeah. Heaps of seaweed.
We wanted to get people on the phones to let us know some fat rats they've seen. Well, not all, some chunky.
Hey, I don't like rats. The body shaming of the rats. Sorry. They're big rats.
Okay, Jax is in Geelong. Jax, have you seen a big rat across Geelong?
Mate, I have seen a big boned rat. I have seen the biggest, I reckon.
A big boned rat. I really appreciate the body positivity.
Thank you. There we go. Where did you see the rat, Jax?
This thing would have been the size of a French bulldog. It was bloody huge, and I wasn't the only one to see it. I was down the pier, and I spotted it, and I started pointing it out to people because I was trying to decide whether it was a rat or a possum. That's how big this bloody thing was. And I took a photo of it, uploaded it to the old AI. Boom, it was a rat. That's how big this thing was. French bulldog size rat.
Really appreciating the extra sauce you're putting on rat as well.
Well, the thing is, around Cunningham Pier, those drains there, like, that's just a rat's playhouse right there. So French bulldog size, you thought it was a ringtail possum. When you saw it, besides obviously freaking out, how many people's attention did you get, do you reckon, to say, look at that rat?
It was pretty hard to tell because I was freaking out, but I think everybody saw by my reaction that there's something going on that was a bit unnatural.
Something going on.
It picked up people's curiosity, and then they just sort of come over, and I was just like, it's not a possum, it's a bloody rat.
You're coming across as a little bit crazy.
You're making it sound like it was on its bloody hind legs.
I wouldn't be calling a radio station if it wasn't a bloody big rat.
The thing is, when it started paying for parking, that's when I was suspicious.
It's Tim and Davo. K-Rock's Tim and Davo. Try and get in sync.
Every Monday, you and I try and put our brains together to get in sync.
Yes. Can two half a brains become one almost fully functional working adult brain? Maybe. Well, it's happened once. We try and say the same word at the same time. We just pick a random word to say. We say it, and then we're not allowed to really communicate other than verbal abuse to try and get to the same word.
Yeah, there's some real nasty eye contact going on here in the studio while this happens. But hey, mate, I reckon today might be our day.
So I feel like, we've won this game once. Mm-hmm. It was the first time we played it. That was in October, Davo. So I keep going, it was just so recently that we felt joy of this. But I think the last couple of weeks, things have been getting a bit tense. We got close, and I think we both saw the excitement come back for both of us.
Yeah, there was a glimmer of hope in my eye because I tell you what, up until then, I was ready.
Well, you're sabotaging the game, I'm not. So we have five attempts to say the same word. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Paint. Push-ups. Paint.
Paint.
Paint from you, push-ups from me.
Okay.
Now this is...
Am I coming to you? You going to me? I don't know. Let's go.
And push-ups. Right. Paint and push-ups.
3, 2, 1.
Brush.
Weak. Oh, I came to you.
You absolute witch. Do you say weak?
I
didn't. You've chosen to take the game in this direction. So I came to you because you normally never move.
And I obviously came to you.
The one time you come to me.
Weak, this man over here.
All right. Now we're in a weird spot. So I've said brush and you've said weak.
Yeah. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Muscles. Stroke.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I do have somewhere.
Somewhere.
3, 2, 1.
Art. Penis. Oh, no, Davo!
Did you say penis?
Yeah, because you said stroke. Because I said stroke and you said muscle.
Sorry, mate. So we're on live radio.
I know,
I don't like when you're getting blue. It's not very nice.
I thought after stroke and muscle, it was very clear what would be next.
My brain didn't even go there. Get your head out of the gutter.
All right, so I said penis. Mm. What did you say?
Art.
I think we have one turn left.
Yeah, all right, I don't know. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Finger paint. You right. absolute bully. Don't walk away. Come back here. All right.
Okay.
We got close.
Well, no. I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, I guess it isn't really finger painting if you're using
no.
your balls.
It's really unnecessary. The fact that you brought your penis into this is awful.
Not mine.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.